This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Kwanzaa, everyone. Once again, celebrating Kwanzaa here on Make It Plain. Glad you could be here with us. Our very special and honored guest, of course, is the professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies at Cal State Long Beach, chair of the organization US and the National Association of Kawaita Organizations, executive director of the African American Cultural Center and the Kawaita Institute of Pan-African Studies, the co-chair of the Black Community Clergy and Labor Alliance, also the author of numerous scholarly articles and books, including Kawaita and Questions of Life and Struggle, Ma'at, the Moral Ideal in Ancient Egypt, Selections from the Hosea, Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt, An Introduction to Black Studies of the Fourth Edition, and Odu Ifa, the Ethical Teachings. He's the subject of the book by Dr. Malefi Asante entitled Maulana Karenga, An Intellectual Portrait, and his upcoming work, The Liberation Ethics of Haji Malcolm X, Critical Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transformative Struggle. But he is here once again in this very special time, as he is the creator of the Pan-African Cultural Holiday Kwanzaa and the Nguza Saba Principles, the Seven Principles, and the author of the authoritative text entitled Kwanzaa, A Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture. We welcome once again Dr. Maulana Karenga. Dr. Karenga, habari gani?
Ujamaa, Masamela. Thanks so much. It's good to be here again, Asante, for the consistent good work you do in speaking truth to the people and speaking truth to power. So today, following our theme, celebrating Kwanzaa in difficult and demanding times, lifting up the light that lasts. And so today we lift up the lasting light of Ujamaa. Let us light the candle and lift up the lasting light of the principle and practice of Ujamaa, cooperative economics, which urges us to build and maintain our stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. This principle speaks of our shared work and shared wealth in the world. It's a simple principle, but it's fundamental that those who work and create the wealth should share it. So, and even those who can't work but need help will need to be also given equity in the distribution of good and wealth. This speaks, I repeat, to the fundamental principle of shared work and shared wealth in the world, requiring a sense of kinship with each other, other humans, the environment, and our need to share common goods of the world and provide a life of dignity and decency and adequacy for all. Ujamaa teaches us the principle and practice of living together, of working together, modeled on the shared harvest. And it calls for cooperative work, respect of the rights of the workers and the needs of everyone for a life of dignity and economic security and the conditions and capacity to live a free, good, and meaningful life. This principle is rooted in the concept of kinship with and caring kindness toward others and the earth, and cultivates a sensitivity for avoiding and resisting injuries to fellow humans and the natural world. This is a compelling practice that we need if people are going to live a good life, if they're going to have the conditions and capacities to live a dignified life, a decent life, an adequate life. It calls for us when we say we got to build our own economic institutions. It calls us to build and maintain economic institutions and, by extension, engage in economic practices that address our needs and aspirations and represent especially our best values, right? Not vulgar individualism, not Darwinism, not kill or be killed, all that. None of that, but a shared good for everyone. And certainly the central values here are cooperation for common good and the collective sharing of that good. The model which Kwanzaa raises and then Nguzo Saba teaches is the harvest. To harvest good, we plan. We plan the production. And then we plant the promising fields of our lives and our future together. We cultivate them together with love and care. We harvest them together with hope and aspiration for abundance. And then we joyfully and conscientiously share the good we have created. And we also conscientiously set aside seeds of good for the future. We're always looking for the future along with acting in the present and being respectful of the past. For we believe and teach in Kawida, my philosophy, that this is our duty to know our past and honor it, to engage our present and improve it, and to imagine a whole new future and to forge it in the most ethical, effective, and expansive way. Moreover, the principle of Ujamaa comes from the word Jamaa, which means family, and Nana and Mwalimu Julius Nyerere, who introduced this concept, chose it to stress the root word of family because it urges us, he said, to engage in economic practices which recognize and respects our kinship with other humans and the world. We're supposed to do economics as we do with good families, right? So it urges us to, I repeat, engage in economic practices which recognize and respects our kinship with each other and also with the environment, because we have to practice an economic that does not pit human need against the earth. Human need is satisfied by the earth. So the destruction of the earth is destruction of the basic need of humans to exist and live. And therefore, it opposes activities, this principle of Ujamaa, which exploit and oppress others and damages the earth. Furthermore, as a cooperative pursuit of common good, Ujamaa is profoundly concerned with an egalitarian distribution of wealth and good in the world and with care for the poor and the vulnerable. Indeed, as a Hosea, the sacred text of ancient Egypt, teaches us, we are given wealth so we can do good with it. Think about that. We are given wealth, blessed with wealth, so that we can do good with it. And the Odu Ifa, our other sacred text, teaches us that, quote, anyone who cultivates a disposition for doing good, especially for the poor and needy, this person in particular, will never lack happiness. Be happy doing good. Brings us back to the teaching that humanity is chosen, divinely chosen, to bring good into the world, and that this is the fundamental mission and meaning of human life. Thus, the ethical understanding of our traditional texts and the awesome insight of our ancestors urge us to move beyond crass consumerism of the marketplace, move beyond the isolated individualism and the market-driven madness of acquisitiveness, posing as a substitute for actual and longed-for freedom. That's why when we give gifts in doing Kwanzaa, we have rules. One, they're mainly for children, not for adults. They're mainly for children, and therefore promises made, commitments made, and commitments kept. Right, and in it, you're never to use gifts as a substitute for yourself. You got to be present. You can't just give presents. You got to be present, right? And then it can't be so expensive that it puts you in debt. We should say in the 60s, buying presents for people you don't really like, yeah, and that you can't afford, and that will keep you in debt perpetually. We can't do that. We wanted to get away from that. That's one of the things about Kwanzaa. is that it teaches against vulgar consumerism, right? Market-driven madness of acquisitiveness. And so we said, also, if you're going to give a present, whatever you do, give two things to the child. One, a book to reaffirm our commitment to education as a way of expanding our sense of our humanity in the world.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Not only, as Nana Du Bois says, Dr. W.B. Du Bois said, that we teach our education is not simply to teach you how to make a living, but equally important, how to make a life. How do we live our lives in good, meaningful, and flourishing way so that we come eventually into the fullness of ourselves? And so I want us to see, and the second thing we have to do in the gifts is always give a heritage symbol to recognize Kwanzaa's rootedness in African culture and its stress on culture as our fundamental way of being human in the world. As African people, we represent a unique and equally valid and valuable way of being human in the world, second to none and equal to all. So it's very important for us to keep that in mind when we're doing it. And so when we do our economic and we build our community, we build it in kinship. And we build it, I repeat, not only in kinship with ourselves and other humans, but in kinship with the world so that we don't injure the very basis of our lives. Indeed, we are informed by the ethical teachings of our ancestors that we are to find meaning in our lives by searching after Maat, searching for good and right in the world, seeking to do good in the world, seeking to seek and speak truth, striving to seek and speak truth, to do and demand justice, to oppose injustice, to care for the vulnerable, and being responsible for others in the world. And so the Hosea teaches us that we should be concerned with the most vulnerable. Whatever else we do, we can measure our morality as we measure the morality of any society by how it treats its most vulnerable. Therefore, all the great religious texts, whether it's a small group or a large group, all the great religious texts teach us to measure ourselves and our morality by how we treat the most vulnerable. Therefore, the Hosea says, be a refuge for the poor, a raft for the drowning, a ladder for those in the pit of despair. Be a shade for the orphan, a helper for the widow. Be one who speaks for the wretched, who assists the unfortunate, who aids the oppressed by excellent deed, and give food to the hungry, clothes to the naked, and water to the thirsty, and a boat to those without one. Be one who removes pain and suppresses wrongdoing, and who sustains the aged and eliminates the needs of the have-nots. And the Hosea said, your reward for this is being remembered for your virtue and giving the life of eternity. For when you build for eternity, you live for eternity. Grounded in these principles and practices, then, we can build a new future. We can weather the worst of winters. We can disperse and drive away the darkness and lift up the light that lasts of shared and inclusive good in the world. Indeed, if we read and believe the sacred narrative, the written or in living practice texts of our ancestors, Nana Howard Thurman, Nana Gwen Brooks, and Nana Nanny Barrett, as well as our people as a whole, we are assured that there is no winter we cannot weather, no storm we cannot ride out and remain intact, no whirlwind we cannot conduct our blooming in, and no impossible situation that would enfeeble or falsify our claim that we are people that specialize in the holy impossible. So continue the struggle. Keep the faith and hold the line. It is our Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa.
Cooperative economics, Ujamaa, our principle for the day. We're still going outward. We're lighting the red candle next to Kuji Shakalia. And hopefully Dr. Karenga is enlightening our consciousness. No vulgar individualism. Folks complain, oh, my Amazon packages didn't arrive on time this year. Why? Because the sisters and brothers went on strike, y'all, because
they
treated as workers. So that is an instructive moment. You can say to the young people, you know, this didn't happen because there was something more principled on the table. So this is the practical application, and not to mention the environment and doing no injury to one another. We must address, sisters and brothers, all of us throughout the world, our dependency on these electronics that get their material from a Congo that is being exploited every single day. Our people are dying in Congo
every day to produce
minerals for these creature comforts. We must address all of this. This is what cooperative economics is about, and ultimately having self-determination, applying Kuji Shakalia in our economic thinking so that no one is harmed. We respect all. The environment is not exploited. And we build something that we want our own businesses. Congo should be making its own money off of the resources that are stolen from him. That is, some of our nations could be businesses for themselves in this world trade market, and that is not happening. All right. So we want to just point that out there, folks, as we celebrate this Kwanzaa, this day of Ujamaa. We're happy to have Dr. Karenga with us. He'll be back with us tomorrow for the next principle of Kwanzaa. Again, once again, tomorrow, Nia, once again, Habari Gani, and happy Kwanzaa.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.